what they used to be.
Yeah, things ain't what they used to be. Of course, you were born when I was. You should have noticed by now all the trees that are gone and all the buildings and stuff and highways. But hey, I digress, right? Hey, this show is sponsored by Jeff's Guitar Clinic as well in Stoughton. And I got a message from them that they offer gift certificates for lessons, instrument setups, and restoration of instruments. And he also has a plus rating with the BBB, which I don't know who that is, but if somebody's, you know, listening out there that knows, well, you know, you know.
How about some music therapy, man? Sounds like a good idea, some of this stuff going on.
Well, that's what I use. I also use cats. Yeah. And a hell of a lot of marijuana, you know, keep me from losing my mind because I mean, how can you not at this point? It's like 2021. Really? God, I remember 1961 I was born. Okay, 60 years. How could that have happened in such a short time? But it wasn't that short of a time. I got to tell you, though, I've been battling racism since I was a kid. Our mom and dad raised us that way. We took on the kids that told racist jokes on the playground. Many a fight won. When might is right. And we weren't very big. We're like, you know, small. But fortunately, you know, the first four of us were all pretty close together. I mean, my first two sisters are so close together, they were born the same year. Irish twins. One in January and one in December. And then my oldest brother was born the next November. And then it was like a year and a half later that I come along. That really, you know what, that extra half year behind my brother when you're wrestling an Olympic class wrestler growing up and he's a year and a half older than you. Well, this isn't fair. Actually, it was perfect. It got me a lot tougher, a lot faster, and I was a little bit bigger than him. You know, he was kind of a runt. But he was a tough-ass runt, let me tell you. You don't remember anybody. And so I always had that to defend me. But we didn't ever bring any guns or anything like that. How about you? I mean, no? Nothing like that? Wow.
Oh, man.
Were better days, weren't they?
Guns.
I guess so. But guns, we got better days coming. All right, so now that we've turned the corner and we, you know, we got Georgia to look up to, right? We'll see what happens there, but I'm pretty sure those guys are going to be, you know, maybe the guy filming it won't get as much as the one shooting and his dad will get, I don't know, but I don't like all three of them. So, and it really doesn't have anything to do with liking them or not. It has to do with, I don't like what they did and they were wrong and that's murder. And, you know, I mean, come on, you stalked the guys like they were hunting, right? They were just waiting, scoping out this house and, oh, he went in, you know, I've done that lots of times. Where you're like you're walking in the neighborhood or whatever, and there's something under construction. You go in and look around at it and see, oh, I wonder what they're building here. You know, seriously, that's all I saw that guy doing. Didn't steal anything from there. The owner said that he figured it was the contractors taking his stuff. Really? Probably some white guys, huh? White guy contractors ripped you off, did they? None of that comes out, right? Can't say that. Come on, Mike. You can't do that. I'm telling you right now, if I didn't get kicked off for picking on Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend, with that, what I would call an accurate description, and it wasn't as bad as some people would think, probably. I'm not going to repeat it because it's like, you did me a favor. And I'm serious, man. I've like taken a step back, and yeah, I don't have to even look at it, right? Because I can't say anything to anybody, so... So, and then you get messages. I can use my messenger. And so I got to make sure I don't, you know, say anything to anybody about, you know, white nationalism or white pride on messenger. They might complain, kick me off for 30 days on that too. See how it works? You can't talk about that. That's that critical race theory stuff. But now that we've turned the corner and things are bound to get better because build back better, baby, right? I'm like, let's see. They're like chanting on the Congress floor, build back better, build back better. And I'm like, gosh, you know, I don't like all the chants that I've heard when I've gone out, you know, in the street and, you know, but that was pretty lame. That's pretty lame. Bunch of well-dressed people that are living really well pretty, you're getting excited about a little slogan, you know, and
pretty,
it's like
pretty close to as lame as taking "Make It Great" and just throwing "again" on the end, you know, 40 years later and using that. But
well, we know it's got to get through the Senate, right? Yeah. And what they're saying is, well, Manchin's going to want to carve out this, and he's going to want to carve out this, you know, paid leave for people that have children, because his family, they can just, anytime they have a child, they can take a year off, right? Probably, yeah, right? So why should I care about anybody else, you know? But I'm sure he's okay with them keeping in those Trump tax cuts for wealthy legislators that have property in different states.
Yeah, we like that. Yeah,
great. I think that's still in it.
Brilliant.
Well, what'd you expect? You know, I mean, I'm sitting here, or if anybody gets upset now, it's like, well, what took you so long? I mean, I've been upset for years. I don't think it's going to get any better, right? I don't think that the environment's going to get any better, because this half-assed bill only goes halfway, right? And when you're like totally screwed, you don't go like halfway screwed, but we do, and we've been doing it for decades. And I just don't like politicians anymore. I like the good ones, but it's for some reason it seems like they're outnumbered. And the reason why they're outnumbered is because these unfettered amounts of cash to like swindle people and make them believe that this is what they should do. Here's how they should vote. How do you vote for a Republican that doesn't vote for bills to, you know, they call it soft infrastructure because they're talking about your flesh. This is for the people, this infrastructure bill. They need it, right? With healthcare and with higher wages and childcare and things, you know, things to give people a chance so they can take the next step up. Because when you guys talk about pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, and yet nobody has any bootstraps, you know, you can't do much with that. We know where it's all going. I mean, if you don't understand what serfdom is, you probably will in the next 10 or 20 years, man, because half of the people are already there. This is just modern-day serfdom for the average family and worker that didn't have the same advantages or the opportunity for bogus education. Why do I say that? Well, because some people use it that way. People that are privileged, they pay their way through college. How do I know? Unfortunately, I have a lot of interaction with the crowd of students that are really privileged, and you know, their families are wealthy and stuff, and they are really not prepared for the world, man. Anything goes bad, they're gonna be struggling. I mean, they can't, seriously, man, they just are not. Everything's done for them their whole lives. All they got to do is get up and walk out the door, and everybody's supposed to do everything for them. And if they don't walk out the door and they want something like taken, you know, delivered to their house, they, well, can you leave it by my door? I live on the 10th floor. Sure. It's right down here by the call box. Have a nice day.
You know,
I'm not going to get in trouble for that. I'll get in trouble taking something up to, you know, because I got like other people that are waiting, and nah, they'll usually get up off their lazy butt. Lots of times it's like, you know, really? 11 o'clock? And you're like, oh, can you bring it up to my room? Oh, you sound like you need a doctor or something. I'll leave it down here. Thanks. It's down by the call box. Have a nice day. I got it down, man. I don't get upset anymore. It's like, it's your stuff, man. You know, I see other people leaving deliveries down here. I guess that's the way they do it here, right? But, you know, one says to me, well, can you bring it in the lobby? And I go, I don't have a key to your building. It's locked. And there's people in there, and I'm not going to knock on the door. And it, you know, if they're not concerned about me bringing your delivery and putting it in the lobby, why should I be? You live in the same building. You guys do what you do, man. If it's yours and you're standing there, oh, then you'll get the door, right? Or if you're thinking it's yours, then they take the wrong bag because they don't, I don't know if they know how to read, man. Seriously.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, but what, going back to what you were saying before is, you know, I kind of have this theory, and I haven't done all the logistics on it or all the investigation into it, but there's pretty much normally about the same amount of wealth in the world. It's just about how it's distributed, right?
Yes.
Isn't that it?
It's out of balance. It's out of whack. It's like really ready to topple and fall. All we got to do is like pull out that last stilt and watch Humpty Dumpty not get put together again. Everybody get some egg salad. You know, but yeah, that's why all this virtual money's going on, I think, right? Why do you think all this is so popular with everybody and even the billionaires are investing? It's a lot lighter taking that into space, don't you think? Think about it.
Fair point.
Well, I'm outside the pizza box, man. Is it time for a break? Hey, you know, just like people aren't going to be at the Badger game, apparently, they're not listening on the radio today either. But, hey, Crudy's going to the game. He was,
is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's taking his son. They're going to enjoy the Badger game. Good for him, man. He's ready to just, like, unplug for a while.
It's a good day for it. Not too cold, not too nasty, right? Go enjoy a game. It's a good time.
You know, I'm not going to complain about the weather so far because there hasn't been any damn snow or ice. And we'll be back with the last slice.